The Damian G Show, anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs, as well as multiple streaming sites and services. Just go to the little Google text box, type in Damian G Show, and there you go. All my backlog over the last 3 to 4 years of doing some variants of this show. And I just wanted to open up with that to let you know, for all you first-time listeners out there, or even the people who keep coming back, I have been doing this for many a year. And each year and each time I do a show, I'm often reminded as to some of the reasons I got into this in the first place. I got into this line of work, as it were, or how this went from being a hobby or a pipe dream to something where I was making a pretty decent, at one point, part-time salary off of it. And I've often went back and forth about what my topic choices are, what are some of the things I would want to discuss with my audience. This show has changed multiple times, different variations. It started off as a sports and wrestling show way back when, then it transitioned into nerd culture way back when. So now it's kind of solidified itself where I can converse with people or even talk about some of the topics that my clients bring up during the week. For those who don't know, I'm an online counselor as well as personal development coach for those who are getting over traumatic instances in their lives and they want to hit the reset button. And that's the kind of people I've been working with, especially over the last year and a half, and even more so in the last 6-7 months. So this show has taken a weird turn, and that's fine, because if you don't know, I am a trained broadcast host from New York City. I have been on New York radio as well as on Dallas radio. So there is a bit of experience here when I do these shows. So the reason I bring all this up is because today's topic is going to be about something I've talked with clients this week, which I didn't think I would talk about this with them, considering what I talked about last week about suicidal ideation, as well as when we're picking up traits from people of our past or family members, and we're kind of using that in our current states, no matter how old we get. And if you missed that episode, go back to last week's episode, and 2 weeks ago, go back to another episode where I talked about dealing with clients who have suicidal ideation and trying for me to actually work around that, because for me personally, that's always been a touchy subject, working with clients who have suicidal ideation. So now we're going to segue off of that for this week and something a little bit more, I don't want to call it tame. I don't want to make light of the topic, but it was something that I didn't intend for it to come up with my clientele, but alas, here we are. And that is the topic of the bucket list. Now, by all accounts, a bucket list is basically a list of objectives and things and goals and dreams and hopes and aspirations that you want to be able to achieve before you die or kick the bucket, which in my day was a phrase used as slang. You're going to kick the bucket. You're going to die eventually. So that came up a few times because, ironically enough, I myself started working on my own bucket list, and I never once in all the years I've been alive, thought to make one. Because if you want to go back to generational mindsets and generational limiting beliefs, I never thought to make one because I didn't think I would achieve any of my bucket list items because they felt so extreme and so out of reach that there was no point in putting it to paper. But I did this, and then this became a topic with my clientele. So I want to go a little bit into why that's important. So for me, when you set goals, a lot of us set these things called ego-based goals, which is fine, and we can get into the ego and the self, and I can talk about this until the cows come home. But on a base level, what the ego is telling you what you want or what you need for survival versus what you really need in order to live a full and productive life or to give your life meaning. So for me, a lot of my goals when I wrote this down, a lot of it was goals where I had to achieve something, or I want to achieve something, or I'm working toward achieving something. And whenever I have a client who comes at me with their goals, because I don't do the SMART goals thing, that I feel as if that's kind of outdated and a little cheesy, if I'm being completely honest. But my bucket list, one of them, it's the first thing on my list, actually, is something that I wanted ever since I was 17, 18 years old. And that is to take, finally, that trip to Japan. Because I have been wanting to go to Japan since I was a teenager. People want to call me, you know, whatever word or phrase that people use nowadays to describe non-Japanese people who want to visit Japan. I've seen the term weeb thrown around in terms of anime and things like that. But for me, that's always been a dream. That's a goal on my list. And some would say, Damon, you could have done that at any point. Here's where bucket list goals get weird and dicey for people, and my clients in particular, and I'm thinking about one. When you put thought to paper, or type it up if you want to make a note on your iPhone or on your Android, it's a little scary, because when you're putting down these goals and aspirations, this is coming from something, and I made a list of about 100 things. I have about 100 things on my air quotes bucket list. And for me to actually do it, for me to actually take the steps to achieve these things on this bucket list, for me, are terrifying. And I think that's the main reason I have yet to go to Japan, because I could have gone to Japan in the last 8 years. And for some odd reason, I just never made the trip. And I think a lot of that has to do with we put things off. Oh, I'll do it another year. Oh, give me about 3 years. I'll save up 3 years worth of money. Sometimes you can't do that, because if anything has been deciphered for me during quarantine, during COVID, I can't wait. I can't put things off until tomorrow anymore. And that's one of the biggest things I've been working with my clients. And there is one in particular, as I mentioned before, when we went through this exercise of putting down 100 things on the bucket list or on the goal list, a lot of what they were putting down were not ego-based goals. A lot of them were just from internal growth and development. And I was fascinated by it, to be quite honest, because even me, who does this for a living, even me, who converses with people about their goals and aspirations almost on a daily basis, was taken aback by the fact that this person actually exists, where they're not thinking about the new car, they're not thinking about buying a yacht or buying fancy clothes or anything of the like. Their goals kind of revolved around their own personal development. For instance, how they could bring good and be a positive influence in this world. As I said before, given the fact that 2020 has been one big old clusterbuck and we're all just kind of waiting to see what's next, this person has written down these goals, and a lot of it is internal. A lot of it is just work. And I think that is the biggest reason a lot of us don't go for what we've put down on our bucket list, is that it requires work. A lot of us don't like work. We don't like to put the work in. We just want the finished product. And it took me a while to get used to that, because I was in this mindset where I felt I was owed something because of how I grew up. Because I grew up in poverty, as I put the air quotes up. Because I grew up poor in a low-income neighborhood. Because I was homeless. Because blah, 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 blah. I felt almost subconsciously that I was owed something just for making it out of level one of the video game. And I think that's where I went wrong with a lot of my goals. And I want to clarify for people what I mean by putting in work. I'm talking about work outside of what you do for your job. The vast majority of the people I work with, and even myself, we want to do something else than what we are currently doing for a living, earning for a wage. there aren't a lot of people in the world, or at least in this country, from what I see and what I read, a lot of people complain about where their lives are. They complain about their jobs. They complain about their career, the partner they picked. So what I mean by work, it's the work that goes outside of what you're doing to put food on the table. And I think that's the biggest issue with people. I think the biggest issue is they don't want to do the work outside of the work required to earn a paycheck. And that, even for me, to hear me say that, hits me like a ton of bricks. Because what it does, it puts the onus back on our own personal effort. So I want to kind of put the onus back on myself, as well as anyone listening here to the Damon G Show, anchor.fm. As always, are you afraid to take effort steps in order to achieve what's on your bucket list? And if that's the case, I really want you to think about it. We don't have to have a public discourse. Think about this. What's standing in the way? A lot of times, people are just scared. People are just fearful of just making any kind of effort or step. And sometimes there's just a deep down limiting belief that's been implanted in them that thinks that they're going to fail. And guilty, I will raise my hands and tell you all, I have been guilty of that in the past. And a lot of that stems from personal, familial type things that I've seen over my life, and family style things I've seen, mostly verbal abuse, some physical abuse, because I didn't do something right. It stops you from trying if you keep pushing that same story. But alas, what I like to tell my clients, everybody listening to Damon G, if it scares you and it makes you uncomfortable because it's pushing you out of your comfort zone, not because you're fearful for your life or anything like that or your safety, but if it's pushing you outside of the comfort zone, go for it. Even if you take two baby steps, two little quick baby steps, and you can't see me, but I'm doing a little baby shimmy chair dance. don't mind me. And just try it and then see where you are. There is a personal development coach or guru or whatever you want to call her, Mel Robbins, I believe. It's the 3-second technique. It's just taking a breath and doing a 3-2-1 and just going. It sounds very oversimplified, but you'd be surprised how often a person like you or me can actually get things done just by taking a breath instead of looking at the big anxious picture. And another piece of advice I like to give people, or a piece of work, is to take things on chunk by chunk, piece by piece. The phrase, how do you eat an elephant, even though I would never want to eat an elephant, is piece by piece. And for me, looking at my bucket list, I have the money right now to go to Japan if I wanted to. COVID kind of got in that way. Another bucket list item, and I'll save this for after the commercial break, is something that's been really near and dear to my heart. And I'm bringing this up because it correlates to something another one of my clients came up with earlier this week. You're listening to the Damon G Show, anchor.fm, as well as SoundCloud and the like. Welcome back to the Damon G Show. Before the break, we were discussing the bucket list and why some people are just afraid to actually go after what's on it, or even afraid to just write one out. And something I didn't think about that I can share now about people who have a bucket list or who are afraid to write a bucket list is because it reminds them of their mortality. I am so sorry for not bringing that up in the first segment, but that's another reason. That's a reason why people don't do wills, because they don't want to talk about it. My father is guilty of that. Every time I have brought up a will with my father, or some sort of what do you want to do in case you pass, or when he passes, but my dad has a weird ego with death. And we always say if, to kind of give him that little ego boost, and that's partly my fault for enabling him. But he's yet to do a will. I used to have one when I was married. I no longer have that will, obviously, because I am no longer married. But I will make one when the time comes, if I get married again or if I have a family at some point, I will make one. But in keeping with the topic just of the bucket list, that just reminds people of what their mortality is and that they inevitably will die. And that's part of the reason I wanted to write a bucket list, knowing that we don't have unlimited time on this planet. And a client of mine from earlier this week slapped me in the face almost when it comes to their bucket list and one of the items on it. And it seemed so simple in its context. It seemed so easy to miss, because 90% of the time throughout a day, we're not focused on anything outside on tasks we need to get done, or whether or not we're on the couch vegging out to Netflix or Disney Plus or whatever we do to cope with the stressors of day-to-day life. And this person's list, and it's on mine, but I had put it before I had spoke to them on my own list, so it was a very interesting comparison point. It was to find their purpose for being here. And let me tell you, this person's a little younger than me. I want to say mid to late 20s. I'm not going to say any more than that. And the fact that they're worried about legacy and purpose shows how times have changed a lot for people. When I was that age, I was too wrapped up in trying to get bottle service in the club or just date as many women as possible because I wanted to, and I had just gotten out of grad school around that age bracket, and I was just young and being young and irresponsible, not in a bad way, just not the sharpest decisions I made when I was in my mid-20s to later 20s. But to have the wherewithal, for this person to have the wherewithal to say, I want to discover my purpose, actually brought up a very interesting conversation point. How many of us actually know or on track to know what our purpose is? Have we done the inner work to figure it out? Is our purpose something that we've thought about, or we just kind of say, yeah, that's my purpose, without putting much rubber to road in terms of self-inquiry? And I know a lot of us, especially in this line of work, we have to do self-inquiry, because how can I coach anyone or anyone like me coach or counsel people if we haven't done the work? And this goes back to the first segment about not wanting to do the work to grow and to reach your goals and aspirations. And yeah, on the bucket list, you'll have things that possibly, you may not accomplish. But I can tell you right now, I'm looking at mine, and a lot of these things in my life cycle are doable. Now, I don't have anything written down where I'm going to make it in the NBA because I'm not in that age bracket to make it to the NBA, nor am I athletic enough at this point in my life to want to do that journey. So nothing like that. There's nothing, you know, there's no marry a Hollywood starlet on my bucket list. There's no, nothing like that. But everything that I have on my bucket list, especially in terms of my goals and accomplishments, is doable. And using this kind of as a, if I die tomorrow, did I feel I went after these things, as a nice litmus test? And going back to just having a purpose, look, I struggle with that too. I've changed what my purpose was, or at least what I thought my purpose was, as I've gotten older and I've gotten to know myself and what my goals and what I want. When we strip away the ego-based goals of, I want a fancy this or I want a nice that, you know, spending money on things that lose value over time. For instance, I can just point to many clients who I know who live in public housing, and yet they have a 70-inch TV that cost them $1,000. And your money, whatever, but then they want to say they can't afford good food for themselves or their family, or wholesome food, and they're stuck doing 99-cent drive-through or something of that like, which in reality will do more harm than good than the TV will. But that's, you know, that's me on my soapbox. I'll get off it now. But just the purpose I've had to reinvent myself multiple times. I think that's a beautiful thing, the power of reinvention. I think I'm going to do an episode on that in a future Damon G shot, because I've learned about reinvention. I reinvented myself 2 years ago when I moved, and now I'm in the process of doing it again. And I think if we're not reinventing ourselves and pushing ourselves to go farther, we're doing a disservice to ourselves. And for me to know that someone younger than me has find their purpose, list it as something that they want to achieve before they die, that's impressive. For me, that's impressive. You know, and then there's other things that my clients and I talk about in terms of goals, where they'll say, hey, do you think, Damien, that this is worth putting on the bucket list? And I'll tell you, if you're making one, no matter how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs it sounds to anyone else, if it sounds good for you or to you, one of my old clients put that they want to make $2 million. Okay, cool. I'm not going to sit here and tell them, well, you can't make $2 million. Who the hell am I to tell them that? If that's on their bucket list, they want to have a net worth of at least $2 million, cool. But remember what I said in the first segment on the Damon G Show. I literally said, a lot of us don't put pen to paper on these things because we don't want to do the work. And surprise, a lot of people don't want to do the work to be a millionaire. Either they just don't think it's worthwhile, or they just don't have it. And that's okay. As long as you're not in denial about it, that's okay. And I think when you're putting together also your bucket list, y'all, not only I want you to not be restricted on what you put on this list, but also be fair to yourself. If it's something you really, truly think you want to achieve, and you can change it as you go forward. That's why I think for me, I just grounded myself in things I know I can accomplish. Not that I know are slam dunks, but are within the realm of possibility, even though possibilities are endless and we can go, you know, to the quantum jumping and things of that nature. We could talk about those alternate realities another day. I probably save that for Dio when we do Damon and Dio again, and we will be back shortly. Trust me on that one. But that's what I got today. You know, these are the two things that popped up most. It is not only just people making a bucket list, it's what's going on the bucket list and whether or not people are willing to do the work to have a bucket list in and of itself. And I just want to say, for me, the fact that it took me so long to actually be brave enough to do that and to put that pen to paper, and now trying to find ways, first thing on my bucket list, as I said, Japan trip. First thing I wrote down, Japan trip. Second thing I wrote down, travel first class at least once a year. That's a thing of mine. That is a guilt. It may sound dumb. It may sound ridiculous to some people. Why is that on your list? I want to travel first class. And if you know me and you know my history, the reason why that's on there, it's a sense of pride. It's a sense of accomplishment. I know some people think first class is like a Tuesday, and that's fine. I'm just trying to get to that level for myself. That's on my bucket list. And I'll share one more. Before WWE got all kooky and crazy, it was to sit front row at a WrestleMania. For those who don't know, I do enjoy professional wrestling. I've made really good connections and friendships within the world of professional wrestling, and I appreciate the art form that it is. And I have on my bucket list, attend a WrestleMania, sit front row. So that could be as a member of the media, that could be I'm rich enough to buy my own dang tickets, something. And that's doable for me. I honestly think in my lifetime that's doable. But let me know, guys. Just feel free to reach out on Twitter, DamonG347, or Damon G Show on Instagram. Let me know what some of your bucket list items are. And I know a lot of you have my phone number who listen to this show, and just shoot me that text. And if my clients are listening, let's go into it. Let's go into what's on your bucket list, what don't you want on your bucket list, that we can go from there. And I'm all ears. I'm all ears. I'm no judgment. I'm more seeking to understand and to help as best I can. And as always, I love you all. Without you, there is no me. I will continue to say that until I'm blue in the face. And I really want people to think about what that means. Because without each other, we ain't got squat. And I'll check you next time.